أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم ير الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 30 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah's khalq, Allah's creation, and the way in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the creation, all for insan, so that we may turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In another aspect, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing our weakness, our feebleness. Allah is showing His Qudrat. And again, the invitation of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who disbelieve, do they not see? Now the not seeing here is, one is to see with the eyes, that is also included, and one is to realize with the heart and the mind, in other words, to think. أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. That the skies and the earth were both رَتْقًا, means closed. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Then we opened the two, the skies and the earth. What is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaking about? Contemporary scholars have some different views with regards to this ayah, but we will go directly to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu about the meaning of this ayat. What is the meaning of something, the skies and the earth being closed, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opening it? How is this closure? How is this opening? What does this ayat mean? When did all of this happen? So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the person that, go to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Now we know he was tarjumanul Quran, he was ra'isul mufassirin, and obviously Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu referred this question about tafsir to the Ra'isul Mufassir, to the leader of all the commentators. And then he said to the person, when you get your answer, come back and inform me. So Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent this person. He goes to Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains what is the meaning of closed and what is the meaning of open. He says that before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent life onto this earth, before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam onto this earth, then the sky was closed. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not send any rain from above. And because the sky was closed and because no rains came, then obviously the pores of the earth was not opened, and hence there was no vegetation on this earth. Vegetation only began after the rains came down, and the rains came down after Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had set foot on this earth. So when that person heard this, he went to Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and explained what Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu approved, he agreed with this, and hence this is in actual fact the interpretation of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to this ayat, that the skies being closed means Allah closed the doors of rain, and when Allah closes the doors of rain, then the earth also gets closed. And when Allah opens the earth, the skies with the rain, in other words, Allah makes that decision, waters, rains come down, and of course the vegetation comes down from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hence Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that we created from water every living being, every living thing. In other words, the essence of all life lies in water, and this is a qudrat and a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is an incident with regards to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he sent a messenger to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu once again, and he asked him, what is the source, what is the essence of all life? So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not reply, he did not respond, rather he made a gift and he sent it to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu unwrapped that gift, he found a jug of water, and in it, below it, this ayat of the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Does man not bring iman in Allah? Does man not realize this great creation of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala created it? What can we do from water? Allah Pak gives life through water, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat shows His Qudrat. Let us recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.